Anime Vault, Episode 4.
What's your name?
Inubaka.
Inubaka?
Yes, Inubaka.
You're a retarded dog?
He's a shaggy dog.
Inubaka.
The Shaggy Dog.
Yep, and we're breaking the vault for anime news and reviews.
Oh, we don't have any news this time.
Well, we can find something. Like, the artist, Gantz, is also going to design the characters to Soul Calibur 4.
Soul Calibur 4?
They're making another one?
Heck yes.
Why wasn't I informed?
Because this one has Yoda and Darth Vader in it.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking a different one. Never mind. I was informed.
That is pretty bad pain that they're making another one, though.
Alright, guys, don't quote me on this, but I heard that, from what I saw, I was just watching, like, the trailer, and I would really like someone to post in the forums and tell me whether or not that was Nightmare with the gaping hole in his stomach.
I'm not sure, because I haven't seen the trailer.
Because there's this person holding Soul Edge and doing that, you know, roar that Nightmare always does, and then out of nowhere it's like going down so you can see like his full body armor, and then where it goes to his stomach there's nothing there but a black hole.
Well,
Nightmare is pretty messed up. It's probably
my honest opinion, 2 is actually probably their best one.
Link.
And not because of Link, because of Spawn.
Link.
No, Spawn.
No, Link. GameCube owns the Xbox every single time.
Damn,
it does not.
No,
dude, you can run over a GameCube and still play it.
Dude,
think
of
the memory. You have to buy a memory card for it.
Stop really quick. Okay, everybody, shut up. I don't care what system is better. Spawn is an awesome character. But in Soul Calibur 2, he is not good. I don't care. You just like him because If Master Chief was in there and they gave him those crappy moves, if Master Chief was in there and all he could do is do this and not even attack at all, you would love it. You'd be like, Master Chief is the best character ever.
Everybody else is like, what the hell are you talking about? He sucks.
Well, my favorite character is Tom, but my favorite to play it with is Mitsurugi. So I mean.
We all know why you like to play as,
We all know why you like Talon, dude.
Talon's Bad Panda.
Dude, we all know that you like her because she wears a tube top.
But she's like, what, 14? She doesn't have nearly enough cleavage, man. I mean, if you start talking about Ivy or something.
If you want.
Then we're going somewhere.
Well, she's more into bondage.
The whip sword, yeah.
Now, if you want cleavage, you might as well just go to Dead or Alive.
Yeah.
I give you that one.
2 HP.
Truly the best physics engine in the world.
Jump up and down. Throw your knockdown.
KO.
I mean, you just have them like go back and forth. You don't care what your opponent is doing. In fact, you hope they hit you so you can watch yourself go.
What?
Wow. I see where you're going with this. But anyway, we kind of went way off subject.
Yeah. Okay. Another bit of news. The creator of Suzuka, Seo Koji, is a producer of Samurai Deeper Kyo.
Samurai Deeper Kyo, heck yes!
Samurai Deeper Kyo's Kamijo manga. It's also the creator of Inugami. And Funimation.
Gunslinger Girl, please God. Gunslinger Girl.
Actually, hang on, I'm gonna get to that.
What about
Funimation has licensed Gunslinger Girl 2 Teatrino.
Oh, you mean so it's gonna be in English now?
Yeah, it's gonna be dubbed.
Oh, heck yes!
Bad Panda!
Yeah, no, it's going to be awesome. And also, there's a colored image of live-action Dragon Ball Z's, of Dragon Ball's Goku.
Right. Oh, hey, Kira, for those who have missed the last couple episodes, when is the Death Note movie coming out again?
That's not Goku. Who is that?
Hang on, we'll talk about that in a second.
My power pole, it just extended.
Okay.
I didn't know you had that kind of crap on your computer.
Can we bleep that out about
powerful?
Yes.
We'll cut it out. Oh, crap. And to those of you who think Inubaka is a good addition to the show, sorry, he's leaving right now.
Yeah, sorry, people. I gotta go. There'll be more of me next time.
Hopefully not.
Oh, this is just a taste for you. How stupid he is.
It's like progress with our free
Bruce
samples.
He'll kill you. Stop getting drunk every night, and here's your cards back.
Hey, if you're gonna run the Marilyn Manson show, don't come back. That's it. Off the show. Okay, like we were saying, there's a colored image of Goku from the live-action Dragon Ball.
That's not Goku.
Well, hang on. We don't know if that's supposed to be Goku or not. We don't know.
I hope that's not Goku.
Actually, I kind of hope it is.
I thought Goku was a guy.
Wow, since when did they put that on the cover of Jump Comics?
And that's Young Jump.
Ugh.
Okay, pervert. Keep it in your pants.
Sucker-like?
How old do you have to be to read Young Jump?
I'm kind of wondering that one right there. It says here, this year's 24th issue, Suicide's Weekly Jump, Young Jump magazine has published the first official full-color image of Justin Chatwin as the main character of Son Goku in James Wong's live-action Dragon Ball film on Thursday.
You know where they got the idea for Dragon Ball Z at, right?
Yeah, Goku, the Monkey Boy.
Nah. Sayuki, Journey to the West, best book ever written.
I'm trying to find a picture of this dude, but I can't find anything.
Sha Gojo is the best ever.
I'm trying to find the picture of Justin Chadwin for the people, so I can put up a link. And we'll have a link on the site shortly.
That's what she said.
Well, you know that's what she said.
So,
and
site news, is that all the news?
Yeah, also, we have site news this time.
Seriously?
We have about 18 people listening to episode 1.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious.
Oh my god.
Dude, victory screech!
We sound like idiots.
We are!
And 3 people each listen to episode 2 and 3.
Victory. Besides us, ourselves.
Victory clap. Oh yeah, we gotta subtract ourselves.
Wait,
that means we have negative listeners.
No, I counted it. I counted ourselves. I only listened to episode 3 streamed once.
Huh.
Besides, I'm not talking... Well, streaming... Well, I don't know the number of streams, but I know the number of downloads. There have been 18 downloads to episode 1. 3 of episode 2 and 3.
Ooh, that makes you happy.
Yeah, and there are actually some posts on the forums.
Oh, you might want to bleep my name out. I just said my name.
And don't worry, there's a lot of other people with your name.
No, there's not. I'm so totally original.
Well, there's a lot of people with our names. Just so that it's just kind of hard to find us.
Oh,
we're recording at.
Don't even.
I will.
You guys wouldn't.
Want to bet?
Don't you guys even think it. You can't disclose our location.
I just made cake in my pants.
Okay, let's get back to down to business. Go. Okay, so what are you guys going to review?
I know I promised a terrible anime for my review. I couldn't find one as terrible as I said in such short notice because I just remembered about it yesterday. What with the fallout with finals and crap.
Yeah, that's what. Also, non-anime related news. You're now listening to graduates of a freshman class.
When were you not graduating from a freshman class?
All year.
Yeah, we just, now we're sophomores.
So yeah, but what with that, I've been totally swamped, but I did pull together the most review of so far, probably the best anime that I've ever been forced to watch.
Forced? What, did someone tie you up and make you watch it?
No, well, for the podcast, I had to find something to watch. And since I already watched it, I, you know, decided that, well, I'll, you know, make myself write a review this time. Well, I mean, what are you guys reviewing?
So, wait, you didn't even say what you were going to review.
Oh, wow. What is stupid now?
We'll make it a surprise.
Oh, it's a surprise. It's just freaking awesome.
Okay, we're not going to tell what we're reviewing. It's a surprise for all of us. All
right.
Okay, so who's going to go first? Rochambeau.
We do this every time, don't we?
Okay. 1, 2, 3. I can't go first. I don't have mine prepared.
Huh? Fine. I'll go first.
Remember, I have to do mine on the spot right now.
Yeah. Mine is of Ghost in the Shell. You know, the movie. Not the crappy anime that they showed on Adult Swim. And for those of you that liked it, I'm sorry. But it was produced by...
Ghost in the Shell sucks.
The movie was freaking amazing. I'm about to kill you.
I mean, Standalone Complex sucked.
Standalone Complex was terrible, but the Ghost in the Shell movie was amazing. But it was produced by Consta with Bandai Visuals and Manga Entertainment. It was...
Wait, Manga made it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude, I love that company.
This is actually one of their more earlier works. And if you love manga, then you will... Not the books, but the company. Then you should definitely check out the Kairos series. Kairos, yes. The Kairos series.
Wait,
the
Crow? Is the series named Crow?
Kairos, yes.
Oh, Kairos? Oh, that means Kairos.
Yeah. Is there a difference?
Yeah, Kairos is Crow, and I think the Batman is...
That's something really liquidy.
sounds like Batman just made chocolate.
But I thought Seth already made chocolate.
It was chocolate cake.
Didn't we just eat some kind of like chocolate cake today?
Mine had icing.
Oh no!
We are talking about the food now, aren't we?
I don't know anymore.
Right.
I lost track.
I think we are probably going to get blamed for this.
Anyway, it was first dubbed in 1995, based on the manga by Shiro Masamune. He is probably the best manga writer of all time. I don't know what it is about his stuff, but it's amazing. The anime they make of his stuff is crap, but his works that he does is amazing. But the characters were just It's the movie was directed by Mamoru Oshii. But the characters were just way too complex to go into detail with, so you'll just have to watch to find out. Whenever I say it's too complex, I couldn't find any information about them.
Ha, loser.
But the story, it takes place in a futuristic Japan, complete with cyborgs and whatnot. And, there's a hacker that goes by the name of the Puppet Master, and, he's hacking into the, quote-unquote, brains of all the important people of, Japan.
Wait, how can you hack into a brain?
Okay, people are turning into cyborgs to, you know, because, or actually they explained it as prosthetics, where, see, like, you know, full-body prosthetics are basically where your entire body is like that, including your brain, where it's basically like they turn your brain into a supercomputer, and just like all computers, they have the internet, and through that, this hacker has found out how to hack into other people's mind to control them, and you can get valuable information that, he needs.
Wait a minute, internet in your head?
Internet in your head.
Wait, then people could look at porn in their head?
And no one would ever notice.
Not unless a hacker.
This hacker would know. I'm pretty sure they would be able to tell by that glazed look in your eye, though. But anyway.
Or the little pole in your lower posterior stick.
I'm pretty sure Bruce would like to have porn in his head.
Okay, anyway.
That's too much news for today.
I bet Bruce would like that.
But anyway, but Sector 9, you know, the good people, has been hired to take on the job of finding this mysterious hacker that wants to look at everyone's porn.
Or panda.
Now, basically, what I thought about it was, is that they definitely did not take any shortcuts in this. It was, you can tell they saw all this through and thought every single detail through. It was a little bit too complicated, as in, you have to, more than likely, the first time watching it, you won't understand it, and even if you've watched it multiple times, you'll still find yourself looking it up on the internet, trying to figure out what the panda just happened. The voice acting was probably the best I ever heard. I mean, if you don't know the story behind it, you just walked in on a part, you would think it would sound terrible because of how stale they sounded or whatever, but they actually did that for a reason, because, you know, they're all prosthetics, and so they're all robots or whatever, so the voice acting is supposed to sound like that and stuff, and they made it so convincing and everything, it was great.
Okay, Zachary, I'm going off a little bit off subject here. What do you think happens when they do it? Do they just use the thing in the back of their head as a phone jack or something?
Wait, what do you mean?
You don't know what I'm saying about.
Wait, when they do it?
Yeah.
Do what?
Do what?
Oh, plug it in. What?
Yes, plug it in.
Well, you see, actually, in Standalone Complex, they actually bring that up. Do, if you get full body, help me out here.
Prosthetics.
Don't you mean prosthetics?
No, prosthetics. Prosthetics are medicine. Prosthetics.
But prosthetics are fake limbs. No, you're thinking.
No, I'm positive it's prosthetics.
Like a prosthetic limb. That means
Well, it goes in the show said prosthetic. So that's what I'm going with.
Okay, whatever.
But, on Syndrome Complex, they actually bring that up. And they, because, now, you know, please don't blame me for this. Because I'm just saying what happened on the show. The main character, does anyone remember what her name was?
I don't.
Everyone just calls her Chief.
I know her name. Hang on.
Chief. I think it was the Chief.
Never mind.
Most people don't care about her name. Just look a few inches below the face.
Kira and Zachary and I.
Hey, man. I'm not that bad.
I don't go over stuff like that. I'm all about substance, alright? I like going for who she is, and not for what.
That's the way to do it, man.
She is.
Yeah, true. But I've seen you look at people.
Looking and thinking are two different things. Alright.
Yeah, there's a difference between it's like look but don't touch. That's the rule. Look
but
don't touch.
Well, that's only if you're married. And why are we talking about this? This is not
seriously.
I don't know why. We're perverts with nothing else to do. That's why.
I hear that. What is this?
Nothing. I pulled up a Ghost in the Shell site.
There's a site?
Yeah.
There's a movie too out?
Yeah, Ghost in the Shell Innocence. You didn't know about that?
No, I did not.
Huh. You guys are noobs.
Well, of course,
I'm not a big fan of the series, though, except for this movie, so I wouldn't know. Okay, let's just forget about it.
Ooh. Pervert.
What are you talking about? Show my cup.
Keep it in your pants. Motoko! Out. That was her name. Motoko. Motoko Kusanagi.
Makoto? Oh, what
up? I feel like Kusanagi's throwing around a lot lately.
Yeah. But why were we trying to figure out her name?
You were trying to figure out her name!
I know, but what for?
I don't know, it's your review!
Let me see. I think Brisky asked me a question. Oh, yeah. But, well, what was her name? Makoto?
Yeah, Makoto Kusanagi.
Makoto Well, she just rescued this one kid. Or, well, not really rescued, but he's, like, taking him in because he's, like, on the streets or whatever. And so they're in this hotel, and she only had enough money to buy one room with one bed. No. Settle down. The kid, he's the, you know, typical guy or whatever, so we all know what he was thinking whenever she curled into bed. So, the very first thing he said to her, maybe it was either before or after they said goodnight or whatever, he just pops up with this crazy question. If you get full prosthetic, can you... You know what her response was?
What?
Would you like to find out?
Oh, ain't he lucky.
No, he chickened out, so.
Loser.
What a loser.
Hey, me for one, I'm waiting for marriage, so I would have done the exact same thing, so.
Yeah, so would I.
Same.
But, anyway,
Wait, Zachary, what are you talking about? You could lose ears any second.
I could, but I refuse to. I got more respect for my future wife than that.
You just don't want to give her an STD, right?
No, well, that's some extra incentive. But anyway.
Sure it is.
Zachary. It was, the visuals were amazing. Just, like, the whole feel of it. You could actually, it's like you were actually in the world that they created. The characters were a little bit too animated, even for cyborgs. They acted a little bit too fake, or should I say a little bit too perfect in their reasoning. But the mechanics, like the way that the people, like the way that they, whenever they actually got to moving and actually got to doing stuff, it was like, you know, they just realized, hey, we gotta kick this up a notch, you know, keep them watching. And it was pretty great. It was scary how lifelike the world was. I mean, like, one of the parts, you could actually, if you pay attention, you can actually see every individual face on every person, and they were molded perfectly. And even, like, the street life, like, if you notice, like, there's some hidden cats, there's, even insects that they put in there. It's just, they left no detail, they spared no expense making this movie.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And the fighting, oh my gosh, the fighting was just freaking amazing. Because, the fight scene with the in the water. You see, she had the stealth camouflage on or whatever, and, so she, was, you know, you couldn't see her, but there was this fight in the water. And they would have to at least drawn her in first to do all this fighting, and then erase every part of her, because of how perfectly they got everything.
Now, got a question. Now, what is the fighting style? What kind of weapons do they use?
Mainly guns.
Guns? Okay, it's either guns or just, you know, beat them up. Not really martial arts, it's just hey, like, look, I know how to pop your arm out of, rip your arm out of its socket. You want to see? That's basically how it was. But there is some martial arts background, especially in Makoto's fighting style.
So you're saying it's like, I know kung fu.
Oh yeah? Well, I know whoop your ass. Basically, that's
well,
it.
Well, no, you were not supposed to say that word. You're supposed to panda.
Oh, we can censor it later.
Well, we're not going to use panda as a censor.
What?!
We don't have the word panda on here.
Just record panda and then throw it around every single time someone says a curse word. Even not a curse word. Just like, how the... panda, are you? Just like, instead of saying, like, how are you, just put a panda in there. It's like, how the panda are you?
Okay, I'm not going to take out the time of my days just to say panda.
So what you're saying is that you don't care about our listeners.
No, I care, it's just...
No, that's exactly what you said. That's no different than saying, hey, listeners, I hate you. Please don't watch my show because I don't take time out of my, I don't take my precious time to make sure your viewing experience is better!
Shut up!
Okay, back to the story.
The art style was very in-depth. Instead of, say, taking other shortcuts like other artists, like what Helsing did and putting glasses just so they can put the shines so they don't have to draw the eyes.
Hey.
Or crap like that. They actually went the extra mile and hand drawing everything. It was just a marvel to look at. The music fit the mood perfectly. It's like they conducted every single song or every single song just for that moment in the story. And The story was like none other than I have ever seen. It was just, you know, something so different that it actually took me a while to, you know, like it. But once I did, it was amazing. So if you don't like it your first time, it's because you haven't watched it enough.
I've only watched about 5 episodes, so...
He's talking about the movie, dude.
The movie.
What, I know.
Well, watch the movie at least 2 times. If you don't like it, then if you're not even interested, then it's not for you. But the first time, almost no one would like this movie because of, you know...
That's the way I was when I saw Dead Leaves.
Yeah, it's just how different it is. It'll take you at least 2 times to actually respect this movie.
Well, really, after you watch it once, then you're going to respect it like it's a fine piece of art or a fine hooker.
How'd you know?
No, not like those cheap ones that Brewski buys.
We all know what you do on Saturdays.
But it's more for mature audiences, not for the fact that Makoto is naked almost every single part of the show, which she is.
Wait, it's not?
No. It's actually that this anime was I think that's probably the reason why they put the nudity in there, for more incentive so adults would watch it. Because there's the story is so complex, the things they talk about is so diverse and stuff, that you would have to be older to actually
understand
it and respect everything that's going on in this story. It's pretty amazing. But, you know, whatever, you know, I still liked it.
Never thought you about, man. Never thought you about.
Oh, man, but a side note, though. Makoto is naked through half the story. There's maybe 3 scenes where she's not.
And he just attracted all the perverts.
Yay. The characters with... The problem I have with anime is that it seems like the characters never get along in any of them. You know, Goku and Vegeta.
What do you mean, vegetable?
You know, there's always this silly rivalry. There's always, like, the main characters, even though they're on the same side, working for the same thing, that for some reason they all hate each other, and it kind of gets on my nerves, but don't let their, you know, them not getting along get in the, like, way of their mission.
Status.
Yeah, it helps the story move along.
It's like this, keep your work, feelings beside you, and keep your personal feelings inside you.
Your pants,
No, not in your pants, literally.
so you're saying people should pull it out in public, huh?
No, I did not say that.
You pervert.
I didn't say that.
Anyway, but the fight with the tank gave me chills. That's all I'm saying. Watch this movie just for the fight with the tank. It will be so worth it whenever you see that, the ending fight with the tank. It is so amazing.
Wait, a tank?
A tank. It's okay. Whenever I say tank, I use that word very lightly because, because like I said, this movie is so original. It's not even funny. Whenever I say tank, that's what they call them. They look nothing like tanks. They're totally original design, something totally different.
Aren't they kind of like spiders?
They are spider based. The story also it will make you think. If you're one of those people that like more of the anime like Dragon Ball Z that are just like, quit talking and just hit each other, or not like Dragon Ball Z where all they do is yell instead of hitting each other, but this anime is like Death Note. If you're a fan of Death Note, you will love this anime. It will make you think hard. It made me almost die. I was thinking so hard. And yes, well, I actually thought whenever I saw this.
You rarely think in the first place.
That hurt, Brewski.
Brewski, don't make fun of him. I mean, after all,
come up from my drunk. That hurts.
I know.
It does.
Zacharys. I said your real name.
Just since you're with Panda.
There's a lot of people with your name out there, right?
Hurry up, man. You were going to say something. I got to finish my review.
I'm done.
Oh, okay. Whatever. But the end was just really disappointing. It wanted me watching more. It almost made me want them to make a series, but then I remembered, oh yeah, they tried that with Standalone Complex, and it was thank you for leaving the movie where it was. But now I hear there's a number 2, and I'm scared and excited at the same time.
You know, I'll tell you what, Zachary, I'll review the second movie
all right
for you.
Sweet. I do want to see it, though, so.
I'll download it for
hey,
us.
Hey, you never did answer my question about those who missed, when is the Death Note movie?
Oh, that's
right. Oh yeah, those of you who don't know, the Death Note movie releases May 20th and 21st.
Only one showing each day. You might want to go to, I suggest, a movie phone or something like that.
You might want to go to Fandango.com.
Yeah, something like that.
And pre-order your tickets.
Yeah, so.
By the way, how much do they cost?
$10.
Yeah, they cost about $10 plus the convenience fee.
Convenience?
Yeah, it's something that that websites do. They have a convenience fee.
So
like, since it's convenient, more convenient than actually going out to buy the ticket, they charge you a fee.
Wow. I now hate the interwebs.
But yeah, it would turn anybody off the interwebs. No, no. Even if all they used it for was porn.
Fat man.
Batman, we all know you only use the interwebs.
Alright, but the end was disappointing. Like I said, it's just really disappointing. But at least they left it at that and didn't drag it out with the series. So I was fairly happy with it. This anime gets a 9.5. Mainly because it would have got 100, but the ending was disappointing, and the fact that it's just way too complicated. Most adults won't even get most of the stuff.
So did you get any of it, Zachary?
It was a good anime.
Did you understand anything it said?
No, I did my homework, man. I looked everything I didn't understand up on the interwebs, and I'm good.
And I bet I could understand this in like 10 seconds.
Really?
Yes.
Let's put it to the test.
Okay, I'm going to watch it tonight. By next episode, I guarantee I will be able to understand everything in it.
We'll see.
Next time
on Anime Vault, a rivalry between a fictional character made up by another character and a fictional character made up by someone else. We battle it out. Who understands more?
Okay then,
because you're drunk.
Really, I'm serious. If I can understand more, I get to pick the next 3 opening themes.
All right. Well.
No.
We skip all of my choices. We skip every single time I get to choose. Because we're not gonna make the rest of the cast suffer just for some silly bet.
Yeah.
So you get to choose the next 3 for me, and I get to choose the next 5 for you.
Deal.
Okay. And for those who just didn't know what happened,
Maximum on the Hormone Okay, right.
That be it.
Okay, are you done?
That's it.
Okay, now who's going next? Hang on, people.
You don't want to save it first.
As I'm doing. Okay, so who's going next?
I think it was you.
I will.
Oh. You already went. Okay, and since the Zachary just went, I'll go.
Can I go again?
No.
Please.
No, Zachary.
I love you forever.
You already love everybody.
Hey, at least I'm going to guy at prom. How about you guys?
Guy at prom?
Just real quick. I love you, Wallflower Ninja, so much. Every night, I think of you. Every morning. You're the first person that I think of.
So how many
I think I'm in love with you.
Dude, you're already like 16 people's panda.
Yes, but I love her.
You say that? Dude, you say that to almost every girl.
But I'm saying to... No, I said I'm in love with her.
Sure.
Never felt this way before, except for once, but she broke my heart and shattered it into a million pieces. I still wake up at night screaming because of that.
Was that your little sister?
at least it wasn't your sister, Brewski.
Oh. Then I would...
Hey, you don't have much room to talk.
I know.
How many girlfriends have you had, Kira?
It's alright. We still love you. Only, we don't have the tools necessary to make you fall in love with us, though. But, we love you.
That hurt, man.
I'm sorry.
I thought you didn't have any feelings.
Well, listen, here...
Am I the real Kira?
Listen here, us at Anime Vault, we're a family. Sometimes family members are tough, but fair. Other times, we're loving. Kira, I love you.
Keep it in your pants, you hippie!
I didn't say I was in love with you.
I'm just gonna go ahead and do my review while Brewski tries to kill Zachary.
You can't kill me. I'm a legendary warrior in a manga that I'm writing. You can't kill me.
Sure. Okay, I'm going to review Helsing.
Brewski's not nice.
No.
What?
Okay, then. Keep the killing until later.
You can't even pull out a knife, right? That's sad, Brewski. Ah, there we go.
Okay, keep the killing until after the show. Okay, now I'm going to review Helsing. First off, keep in mind, I have not completely read this all the way through. I'm only up to volume 8, and...
Isn't that all that's out?
Yeah. Also, if you buy all 8 volumes and are wondering when the next one comes out, it's probably going to be sometime... near the end of this year, or this time next year.
More than likely, if you're even listening to this podcast, you already have 3 chins. But by the time the 9th one comes out, you might have 5th, maybe. You know.
Maybe, if you're lucky, you're 4th.
Whatever, you know.
If you're lucky, you might just stop at your 3rd chin.
Maybe. Unlike Robert over there, he's not like... Robert, count him out for us real quick.
I'm working on 7 so far.
7?
Okay, now, Helsing. This is written by Kota Hirano and published by Dark Horse Comics.
Just real quick. Dark Horse, probably the best manga or graphic novel company, period, ever. Mainly because there is no deadlines for Dark Horse. Dark Horse, their only policy is as long as it's good. Yep. It doesn't matter how long it takes you, as long as it's good.
That's why they only have quality manga.
Right. The art, it is top-notch. They make sure that the artists go to the end of the earth to make sure that there is no flaws in anything.
If we don't understand how detailed it is, read Trigun.
Oh, dude, yes.
Is Trinity Blood bait made by,
Trinity Blood? You would think it would be, but oddly enough, it's a Tokyo Pop.
They have the best concept artist ever.
We'll talk about the swimming movie.
Now, I'm getting off a little subject here, but Trinity Blood here, some of the designs of it, looks like it went into detail upon detail upon detail.
If you look closely, you can see every single stitch.
So much detail they put in the man, like every single stitch.
If you look closely, you can see Jesus' face on the picture.
Well, yeah. I saw that on YouTube. You can actually, if you look at light at a certain angle, you can actually see his face when you blink.
And then once you look away, you realize you don't have any eyes left. So.
I also took the insanity test.
Well, no wonder.
I bet you passed.
His score probably came back negative.
You know,
insane.
How do they do drug tests? Right, if you walk in, you know, it's like...
You walk in, you in a cup, and then you walk out.
No, that's not what I'm getting at. What I'm getting at is, you go up for a drug test, do they go, pass, or you fail? Because, I mean... If you walk in, it's like, congratulations, you passed. Yes! Come with us, sir. What? I mean, you know, that's the kind of test you don't want
to
pass.
It's like a pregnancy test. If it comes back positive, then you're going to jail.
What? You're going to jail for getting pregnant?
It's like a pregnancy test. A drug test. If it comes back positive, it means you've taken a drug and they can't hire you for a job.
Now you panned it up. Now you panned it up.
Now you panned it up.
Now you panned it up.
Now
I up.
No!
What was that, Kira?
Let me get through my review. Okay, like I said.
I think maybe we should shave a few pounds off that turkey bit.
Okay, now like I said, Helsing. This manga is so far 8 volumes long. I think there might be more coming out soon. It's mainly taking so long because of the highly detailed art style and how much violence and blood and armies there are in this manga.
And plus, the writer is a comedian, so I'm guessing with the time he's on the road, that's whenever he writes it.
He's probably writing when he's not on the road. Because remember, comedians spend less time at home than they do on the road. But, like I said, this manga is, like, highly detailed, so that right there already gets it pretty well in my book. This is about Alucard.
Like, we haven't heard that name before.
Yeah.
Dracula!
Yeah, if you're too stupid to realize it, Alucard is Dracula backwards.
And it's everywhere. It has to do with vampires.
It's always Dracula, Alucard, or Nosferatu. That's the name for the Supreme Vampire.
Supreme.
Burrito Supreme!
So basically, he's the Whopper of the vampire world.
Pretty much. Whopper!
Robert, you know all about Whoppers, wouldn't you?
Oh, you know it.
I'm
especially how Nick's sister has a Whopper.
You mean Bruce?
Oh, crap.
You're more offended about him saying your name on air than you are about your sister?
You know,
that's how much less than that. Wow, that's saying a lot about how strong your family is, Brewski.
You know how much he likes that Whopper with cheese?
What are you saying? That to me? Or Seth?
Okay, good to see you back.
I'll never eat another Whopper for as long as I live.
Yeah, so you know how you like that Whopper with cheese.
You want some...
No!
I like when we got the double one.
I will never, ever eat at Burger King again. I mean, seriously, I'll be like, sir, can I have some fries? Oh, you can only get that with a Whopper.
Okay. Be like, hey, sir. Oh, sir, would you like to try a new Whopper?
Oh,
come on, it's flame broiled.
Sir, would you like cheese with that?
They probably can't even get a Big Mac anymore.
That's why I go to Hardee's and get thick burgers.
You know, he likes some Big Macs.
You mean
No,
but seriously, while we're on the subject though, have you ever went to Burger King and asked for a Happy Meal?
Actually, one time I did do that. The guy almost went over the register and beat me with a cold piece of hamburger.
I know. In fact, actually, like, their eyes get really, like wide-eyed, like, really wide. And
why did you ask that to me? This is not McDonald's. This is freaking Burger King.
This is Burger King.
Yes, Sparta.
Okay.
This is Sparta King.
That is Sparta King.
But anyway, yeah, I'd like a helmet, a spear, and a shield. Would you like
and
to double up on that spear? Yeah, sure, why not?
I'm feeling lucky now, you know what I'm saying? But anyway,
I'm feeling lucky with that Whopper with cheese.
You're gonna wake up with not just one black eye, but two. And maybe your third leg will still be attached.
I don't have a third leg.
You're
talking about the penis, Mom. Hey! Anyway, though, but I mean, the dude gets scary. He's all, I'm like, you know, but you wanna make sure that you ask for stuff before it, though. Like, I would like some fries, a shake, and a Happy Meal. These all like, right, okay, that'll be one shake, one Happy Meal, and one kid's meal! Anything else with that? Can you make that two Happy Meals? Right, two kids meals! But make sure there's extra toilet, or, you know... We're not like the richest family. Could you put like two toys or like extra toys in those Happy Meals? You know, sure. I'll see what I can do for your kids' meals. It's great. I love doing that. I always do that every single time I go to Burger King.
You know, at least if you get them those kids' meals, I come with Whoppers.
If you look closely, you can see the tear in his eye.
I'm sorry, man. You know, we like some extra pickles on that one.
Oh! I would like to formally announce this would be my last recording.
Oh, come on, Zach. Quit being a drama queen.
You keep on making innuendos about Nick's sister!
Brewski!
Sorry about that. Brewski! Can I have two beers with that, if you don't mind?
Okay, and you want two beers and a Whopper with cheese?
Man, I'm doing this podcast for free, you know what? I can walk out anytime I want. Alright? No. This podcast would be nothing without me.
I'm paying you with ramen.
I can get that at my house.
Unless your siblings don't eat them first.
I'll eat their face off before I eat my ramen.
But okay, back to seriousness though. Whopper with cheese?
Oh, I'm gonna have fun tomorrow.
You guys are mean!
You gotta go to that meeting sometime.
Don't worry, man. The Whopper with cheese and pickles will be here next year.
Oh god, I did not remember! She's gonna be here next year!
Your sister doesn't have that whole crush on me thing anymore.
I don't remember. I don't keep up with it.
Oh, God. Oh, dude. You're the worst kind of person.
me or him.
You're both not very nice. No one get your review. We're wasting
time. Dialect is making whoppers. Okay. That's the last of it.
We won't bother you with your whopper anymore. Jeez.
What about my whopper?
Okay. Okay, like I said, we seriously went off topic there. Okay, like I said, I'm reading Helsing by Kota Hirano. Oh god. Anyway.
I feel like a woman.
That's why you like the Whopper with cheese.
You know what? Eat him! Eat him now!
All right.
No!
Okay, like I said, this poem is about a vampire named Alucard. Well, he is the best vampire ever.
Is it hot in here or is it just me?
Let's try to be queer. Okay. Also, I'd like to give an impromptu review. The Whopper with cheese.
I hate you! Skewer him now! Oh, shoot! Throw another shrimp on the Bobby! That dingo just stole my baby!
Okay, Whopper with cheese.
You know what? Eat it now! I get to keep this now.
No, you don't, man. That's giving me my grandma.
Last time it was your friend that moved to Canada.
I don't have a friend that moved to Canada.
No, I remember. I asked for it last time. And you said, "Oh, he had to go to Canada for treatment for his cancer." You know, he gave it to me for to remember him by. You know, now it's from your grandma.
That was a white one.
Is she going to Canada too to treat her cancer?
I'm gonna kill you right here.
There will be on your death. Oh,
try your sword. Do you bite your thumb at me, sir?
No, I'm not.
But you do bite your thumb, sir!
Thumb, bitch!
That's checkmate!
Hey, don't make... Never mind, I'm not gonna say it just again.
I keep that
victory!
Anyway... Alucard is the best vampire ever, and... The manga starts out, you see him walking down a dusty road in a small village called Cheddar.
Cheddar?
Yeah, Cheddar. Cheddar, really, but Cheddar.
Cheddar!
I don't know why, but that reminded me of that Michael Jackson song. So just beat it.
Okay.
Sorry.
Anyway.
What's the Wicker Man?
We'll talk about that some other time.
I want to hear about it now.
It's an Iron Maiden song. Let's get on with it.
Okay, cool.
Okay, good cover. Anyway, it starts out with Alucard walking down a long dusty road, but back to my manga fan, Zachary, he's walking down a long dusty road in a town called Cheddar. And he gets called upon to exterminate a lowly vampire.
That's dressed up as a priest.
Actually, he was a priest.
Well, true, but he's still in the priest uniform. What kind of low vampire would do that?
The kind that goes with your sister.
But you know all about that Whopper, wouldn't you?
I hate you guys.
Hey, you brought it on yourself. Okay, put down the knife, Zachary.
Hey! Bite it up!
Put it down or you're off the show! Anyway, it's called upon to exterminate a vampire in a village of Cheddar. That is a priest. Has anyone seen anything messed up with that?
Whose phone is that?
Okay, phone ringing.
Whose phone is that?
Okay, we're stopping the recording.
Shut up!
Welcome back to Anime Vault.
Yeah, we kind of had to tear into this for having a phone to the show. Tear into this panda.
I thought we had made a rule that all phones are supposed to be off until we get done. Thanks, Fat Man.
The rules don't apply to me.
They kind of don't. He's fat. He kind of...
Technically, he's not staff, too. I mean, he's just here to commentate. And rock out.
Commentate this! Stop it!
I sound cool to that again. That's enough.
Oh no, you didn't.
Okay, Batman, if you do that again, I swear to God, I'm gonna break your guitar.
You can't break the axe. The axe breaks you.
Okay, the feast has been ruined.
The feast is ruined.
Okay, like I said, we're back now to continue our review. It is about Alucard, greatest vampire ever. Waffle the cheese. dude, I got ammo for the rest of the, all day tomorrow.
Zekers likes playing Yu-Gi-Oh!
I like the way they look, they're shiny. And they smell good.
What is that?
My head hurts.
Okay, now, like I said, he is the best vampire. God, I really hate this.
What the? My base fell.
Good, it's broken. Can I keep it?
I think we need to get back working here.
Yeah, okay, now, it's about Alucard. Damn, I said that way too many times. He's the best vampire. It starts out in him and Cheddar. He is out to become the best vampire ever. Well, not out to become that. He already is.
He just doesn't know it.
Yeah, he is the best, but he just don't know it.
Because he's too much of a noob to realize it.
Really? He fights a lot of weird vampires. That barely even know what they're doing. They're just out to suck blood. In the first volume, all you really find out is that Father Alexander Anson, the Paladin, is a psycho.
Ain't that the truth? Gosh.
Anyway, volume two, you actually learn quite a bit. You learn there's an organization of Nazis again.
Isn't there?
Yeah, that are out to kill out to destroy the world. And make everyone.
They?
Yep. And, well, that's about it, really, but, and let me see here. By volume 3, it's just violence and more discovery. And, like, in volume 2, like there's a chip that turns people into vampires, and when it's removed...
Seen that episode on the anime.
There's a chip that turns people into vampires, and when it's removed, they're still vampires, and it looks like a Nazi symbol. And they don't go into any detail on it. I'm not going to really go into full detail, but it's a great manga with a great storyline, lots of blood, violence, gore. There's also references to old mythology, like the werewolves, the vampires, Rip Van Winkle.
Ain't that guy?
That's a girl. Yeah. In the manga, that's a chick.
There you go.
In the anime, that's a chick. In the manga, there are characters that appear that don't appear in the anime, and vice versa. Which also, by volume 8 of the manga, you realize that you learn that Alucard is really Dracula.
Now, when does he change his name?
Well, he didn't change his name. He became someone else. Him and Dracula are two separate entities, yet at the same time are the same person.
So they are one, but and yet they are the same.
You said they're one and the same. They are one, yet at the same time they are not. They are two, yet they are one. When Alucard died, he became Dracula right then. And he grew a mustache.
I haven't seen that.
And he had a sword.
When doesn't people have swords? Swords are the best thing to ever happen.
It was epic, man. Epic. I wish I could see the commentary, but he killed himself because of waffle with cheese.
Zachary.
That was such an epic joke, man. But mainly it's just there for violence and a very twisted plot twist. If you want to figure out the story, you have to go read it for yourself. I say, I'll read it whenever I want. Whenever I need. I'll read
Cough!
It no matter.
Watch the anime. Cough!
I'll read it no matter what. Unless I have a dead panda. Yes. Helsing anime.
Almost basically
bad.
The same thing.
I give it a not bad. Helsing Ultimate. Watch no matter what. And we're done. Zachary! Zachary!
Stop it.
That time you got back.
Sorry. So, like, what I miss?
You missed the rest of my review. It's kind of
alright, so, I think we're done?
Yeah.
I guess so.
Sweet. Alright, see you guys next week. I'm going to go learn how to play the guitar.
I'm going to try and learn how to play bass and epically fail at the same time.
Here we go!
Seth, are you busy spanking your Bobo again?
Oh, yeah.
He's not spanking his Bobo, he's spanking, my sister's Whopper. Jesus.
Oh! And that's all we got. Later, folks. Thank you.
Thank you.